Okay, guys. Good afternoon. You know, it's as we sit and look at the tape and evaluate the performance before we fully move on into a very critical and important divisional game looking forward to Washington. You know, we went into San Francisco knowing full well, very, very talented, very physical football team that had amassed some incredible numbers in the previous 2 weeks in terms of, you know, 600 yards offense and lots of points and not giving up any points and an outstanding return team. So we knew the type of game that it was going to be, and we really felt that it would be a fourth quarter win for us, that we would have to play extremely well and we would have to do a super job of taking care of the ball, just, you know, using as a reference the NFC Championship game from the year before when we had no turnovers. And so we knew the kind of game that it was to be. I thought that we did an outstanding job of just hanging in there in the very beginning when they, unleashed their first 15 or 20 plays and moved up and down the field a couple of times, the offense hardly ever getting the ball in the first quarter. But we hung in there, giving up only 3 points, and that was most critical to us. After that, it kind of evened out, and we did win time of possession. We were plus 3 in the turnover battle. We did have some nice kickoff return yardage. We did cover reasonably well against exceptional returners, and Williams and Ted Ginn Jr., two guys that historically have, you know, been a real problem for people in terms of containing. And so I thought we did a decent job of that. We played outstanding defense. Let's face it, we played a team that had been on fire, and we played very well, very sound. You know, didn't give up a lot of big plays, gave some up, but, you know, hung in there and battled and scrapped and got 3 critical turnovers. The start of the second half was very impressive, with a kickoff return and then a short drive for a touchdown, 2 interceptions, which we didn't convert. We kicked field goals from, you know, taking the ball over at the plus 12 and plus 5, and we're upset about that. But nevertheless, you know, we had the benefit of those opportunities. We came away with points. That was very important. And the defense continued to play well, continued to pressure. And then the last part of the game, we were able to kind of run the ball and use the clock up and gain the advantage in time of possession and able to come away with a win. So, you know, in a very, very big conference game, we were able to go to San Francisco and come away with a win against a very, very good 49er team.
Well, with that said, I'm guessing it's fair to say it was the most complete game that you guys have played this year?
There's no question we're trying to get better every week. We had come off a game in which we didn't feel like we had played all together as one. We kind of felt that way against Carolina, and we needed to get back to that as best we could. And I thought we did. We had real good focus, real good energy. Guys played hard. Lots of people got to contribute and play. You know, Adrian Tracy made contributions in there, did a very nice job. We got to play a bunch of guys on special teams, and they rose up and did a nice job of that. Michael Cole came back and was healthy and made a couple, 3 tackles on special teams, or a couple tackles on special teams anyway. And Justin Tryon had 3 tackles on special teams. So lots of people played and contributed, and we tried to be able to do some things with their personnel combinations, and we used lots of people on the field, and they played well. So I was pleased to see that happen.
I think, you know, Eli had said after the game that, you know, he said, we were all waiting for the defense to play like we knew they could play. I'm just, you know, what do you think contributed to the defense kind of coming together yesterday?
Well, I think it's the quality of the team we played against. There wasn't any question that we were going to have to be at our very best if we were going to have a chance to win. And, we played hard. We were in the right place at the right time. We had some extremely timely plays, I thought. We had 6 sacks in the game. We hadn't had many going in. So, we kind of rose up and played well.
I think you said yesterday you would have plenty of time on the plane ride home to kind of think about what motivational tactic you would take with your team this week with, you know, 2 division opponents coming up. What did you come up with?
Well, that's not for you to know. That'll be among the team. But I will say this, we need to have consistency, and we need to be able to play very well in a divisional game against a team that scored 38 points.
Tom, what was the key in getting the pass rush going on Sunday?
I don't know that there was a key. I thought our guys practiced hard all week. They practiced fast. They were on the attack. You know, we were north-south with our charges. We didn't get flattened out. I just thought it was a determination to play the way we felt we are capable of playing, and very timely determination at that.
Tom, you mentioned something like that. Super Bowl champions need confidence boosters, and if so, did you get that yesterday?
Well, I mean, we all need that, and I think the fact that we played well against a very, very good football team is a plus. And now it's very early in the season, but it's time for us to build on that, and we have some critical games right flat in front of us.
Tom, I apologize if you've been asked this before, but have you had a chance to look at Robert Griffin's 76-yard run yesterday? And
No, I haven't looked at any of that yet.
Tom, you talked about the determination when it came to the pass rush, and after the game last night, you said something like, you know, they decided that enough was enough. They were going to play like they were capable of playing. Is part of that, you know, when you look at the flip side, well, why had they waited, you know, till 6 games in to decide that? Was there?
I don't think it's any waiting or deciding or anything like that. It's just we've been trying hard, but nothing had been happening. And I just think that, you know, we had a great week of practice, and we focused on, you know, playing better, knowing full well we would have to. You know, the number one thing going in against San Francisco is you got to stop the run. So it was a very detailed kind of a preparation week in terms of stopping the run, period. And then and we felt like if we could do that, then perhaps we could have a chance to rush the passer, and that's all. I mean, I don't think there's anything more than that.
You talked about it a little bit yesterday, but some of the defensive combinations were a little different. Using Tracy, seems like you mixed in some linebackers, and Matthias was down most of the time. What kind of led to those adjustments? Are those things you guys can carry forward, or is that specifically for the 49ers?
No, I mean, it's specifically for each game. Each game brings with it new challenges and new forms of strategy to have to try to defend against. And so much of that designation was for the specific opponent. But I think it does create some opportunities for you to continue to develop some of the personnel combinations that we used if, in fact, the situation is right. I think you have to know a little bit about what I'm talking about to understand that. If in fact, you've created in order to defend certain personnel combinations or whatever and the next opponent doesn't use them, then perhaps you're not going to see them.
Game like that,
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how we lost twice last year to Washington. Washington just came off a huge win. And it's in the division, and we need to get going in the division. I would hope it just does something to whet our appetite and want to continue to play in that vein and to make more progress.
Tom, is playing against a guy like Griffin, who's getting so much attention now and so much hype around him, does that actually help you get the attention of your players even more?
I'm sure we're going to be very much aware of the talented player that he is. I don't know how you get much more excited when you're playing in the division. So that's the key for me.
Well, but if you look back at last year, you had that big victory at Dallas, and then you came back and you lost to Washington. So I guess just from the outside looking in, it would look like it. Sometimes it is hard to maintain that level of excitement or enthusiasm for on a week-to-week basis.
Well, I would hope we can do that. That was last year, and I'm hoping that it's different this year.
On any level, do you challenge your defensive linemen in particular, and have you had to do that this year?
Do we challenge them? Sure, we challenge them. We challenge everybody. Everybody on the team gets challenged every week to match up and play their best against what the opponent brings to the table. So the challenging part is there for all of us. And then you look at it and you talk about it, and it develops over the course of the week as you really do get into the various specifics of the opponent that you're playing. So, I mean, we make it well aware right off the bat, the early keys, we call them, and what you have to do in order to win. And part of that is the challenge that comes naturally from pointing out the strengths of the opponent.
Tom, the two pup guys, Beckham and Canty, will they return to practice this week?
Plan right now is for Chris Canty to come back this week and begin to practice.
And Beckham, not yet.
Not yet.
Tom, your players have always said that being Super Bowl champions puts a target on their back. Does a win like yesterday make that target any bigger?
I don't know. I don't know how it could be any bigger. You just know that you're going to get everybody's best, and that's all there is to it, and you look forward to it. It creates a greater challenge week in and week out for you to be at your best.
How did any new injuries in the game yesterday? We knew.
I don't know yet. I'm not sure yet. We really don't have any information as of yet.
How did David Deal play in that role you asked him yesterday?
Okay, he did okay. He came into the game, and it was good for him to play, and it was good for him to work and be in the competitive aspect of it. And I think he. He enjoyed that part of it, and I think it answered a lot of questions for him.
Your offensive line has obviously been playing really well lately. Does he stay in that role for now?
We'll see. We will have to see. I haven't thought about that just yet.
I'm a little bit off the beaten path. Go ahead.
Consideration to get in practice time this week, or is he still distant?
Who's that now?
Kenny Phillips.
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see on that. He's going to get some more opportunities to practice. I don't know just how far we can go with him. We're going to have to, again, assess where he is, and that determination probably comes Tuesday afternoon.
Tom, the Jets announced today that Darrelle Revis is going to undergo surgery, and it's going to be performed by Dr. Warren. A little bit unusual. What does that say about the reputation of your staff and him in particular, and is it a little bit odd for you?
I don't think it's odd at all. I mean, I did not know about this, nor would I spend a lot of time thinking about it. Dr. Warren is... We've always considered him the best in the business and feel like we have the best medical people in the world. And so for someone to make a decision that they would like Dr. Warren to perform their surgery, that doesn't surprise me.